The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, February 23rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. The pandemic wiped out millions of jobs a year ago, and the labor market has recovered in fits and starts since then. Many people are still struggling to find work, but one area that's seen consistent growth is blue-collar jobs.
You have a lot more consumers just sitting at home ordering things on Amazon. And that is leading to job growth in these package delivery roles, warehousing roles, just anything that it takes to kind of get an item built and then delivered to a person in their home.
Coming up, we'll check in with our economics reporter, Sarah Cheney Cambon, on why blue-collar employers are still having trouble filling positions and the prospects for continued growth. That's after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Plus, save time by completing security questionnaires with Vanta AI. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ. That's VANTA.com/WSJ.
After the pandemic sent the unemployment rate to historic highs, a bright spot has emerged in the recovery. Hiring among blue-collar workers has consistently grown since the middle of last year. Our economics reporter, Sarah Cheney Cambon, is with us to talk about it. Sarah, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me, JR.
So this is definitely good news for the millions of blue-collar workers who lost their jobs in the last year. What areas are seeing the most growth?
We're seeing job growth in residential construction, package delivery jobs, warehousing jobs, and we're also seeing some pickup in manufacturing as well.
And what's fueling this growth?
One is the pickup in online shopping that we've seen during the pandemic. You have a lot more consumers just sitting at home ordering things on Amazon. And that is leading to job growth in these package delivery roles, warehousing roles, just anything that it takes to kind of get an item built and then delivered to a person in their home. The other factor is the strong housing market, and that's really what's been driving a lot of residential construction jobs, as well as jobs at places like building supply stores.
Yeah, online shopping has become like a new national pastime. It's hitting so many different areas of the economy.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And what's interesting is there's a lot of evidence that suggests that this acceleration in online shopping that we've seen during the pandemic is going to stick around and last even after the pandemic fades. There was a survey that technology company Pitney Bowes did that showed that consumers said they do about 59% of their shopping online now, and they expect to do 56% of it online after the pandemic ends. That compares with 39% before the coronavirus hit.
Now, you also mentioned construction and housing. We definitely have talked on the show about people moving out of cities and looking for new homes. What's the prognosis for those kinds of jobs going forward? What does the trend look like?
Those two areas are expected to remain strong. We've seen that mortgage rates are historically low, and they're expected to remain low for the foreseeable future. You also have the fact that millennials have kind of entered their prime home buying years, and so their appetite for homes is going to remain strong. And then lastly, the pandemic kind of sped up this shift to remote work, and a lot of evidence suggests that that is going to stick around. And along with that, you have a lot of people who are buying homes. They want that home office, that extra space, so that they're not right on top of their family members or spouse. And so those trends are expected to endure, and that will feed into demand for residential construction jobs and the like.
You know, stepping back for a second, two other sectors that were hit hard during the pandemic were retail and restaurants. How are they faring?
Throughout the winter, restaurants in particular have not been doing very well. They've been actually cutting jobs. The outlook, though, for both retail and restaurants is a lot stronger than what we're seeing now. A lot of economists expect that, assuming the whole vaccination distribution process goes well and the economy starts to more fully reopen, that a lot of jobs at restaurants and in retail will come back, or there will be, you know, new restaurants created helping replace some of the ones that shut down permanently.
You know, Sarah, the unemployment rate is still above 6%, but companies that employ blue-collar workers are still having trouble filling positions. Why is that?
There are quite a few different things going on there. One is that there are some pandemic-specific factors that are keeping people from looking for work altogether. You have, you know, a lot of people who are essentially fearful of contracting the coronavirus at work, so they're not looking for jobs. You have people who have increased childcare responsibilities, and so they're not able to commit to even looking for work right now. And then you have kind of broader, longer-term issues that have been present in the blue-collar workforce, and that is things like, for years, blue-collar companies have struggled to find workers because a lot of younger people are going to college and looking for kind of knowledge-based jobs as opposed to jobs that require things like heavy lifting and operating machinery.
You know, for the manufacturing sector, this has got to be a much-needed turnaround. It had some well-documented struggles even before the pandemic.
You still have the fact that manufacturers, even though they're hiring, they're adding back jobs. Employment in that sector in particular is still below where it was before the pandemic. And demand for their products is picking up so much that they're having trouble, in a lot of cases, hiring enough workers to meet that demand. And so that's kind of what we're seeing going on there. It's a little bit of a mixed, nuanced picture.
Now, Sarah, has the resurgence of blue-collar hiring resulted in a need for retraining? You know, maybe some sort of improvising by workers in the event that the job growth and their particular expertise has not come back yet?
Some workers are certainly pursuing new opportunities in different fields. One person I spoke with is a resident of Atlanta, and he worked at a restaurant that shut down last spring when the pandemic first hit. And he couldn't find work in the restaurant industry, so he pivoted and got a certificate in forklift driving and landed a job at a distribution center where he's making, you know, much higher wages than he was in the restaurant industry. And he plans to stay in warehousing because it pays better and because he knows that the workload is going to be persistent.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal economics reporter Sarah Cheney Cambon. Sarah, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.